That was great. Thanks, Dan. So that about wraps up the evening here, but there is some open mic coming up. If you want to sign up for it, Jimmy can tell you how to do it. He'll be coming up pretty soon, tell you how to do it. I'm going to finish up this evening with three ideas for movies. Here's the first idea for a movie. In the future, the Earth is so overpopulated that the people start flying around and colonizing the air, with the highest priced floating apartments far above. They're called air apartments. And the shitty apartments hovering just above the stinking slums and garbage fields of Earth. A repairman from Earth falls in love with a goddess from the highest clouds of social strata. But when a threatening UV surge from the tortured ozone layer threatens to wipe out the highest ranks of society with impending cancers, there is an ensuing rush to get back to Earth, and the repairman learns who his real friends are. Idea. Yeah, we're living in Pittsburgh. Idea for a movie. While in town on a movie shoot, Reese Witherspoon falls in love with a 13-year-old boy. Her boyfriend at the time, Shia LaBeouf, whatever the fuck his name is, he's jealous and confused and most of all angry. He kidnaps the boy, who is a chubby, nerdy sort, who's into this weird video game that takes place inside a Siamese cat's anatomy. During a drug-induced haze, the kid swarps Shia LaBeouf into the cat's head, and for the rest of the movie, Shia is a dazed and confused cat. The kid calls up Reese Witherspoon on her cell phone and asks her to come out to Elko, Nevada, and meet him at a Basque restaurant. Reese complies, expecting romance or some simulacrum of romance. When she gets there, nobody recognizes her as a movie star, which surprises the hell out of her. They have their own problems. The kid stalks her and swarps her into a different cat, a tabby. The two cats meow at each other while the kid stares into the middle distance. I have so many ideas for movies. I mean, I don't know if that one can be made, but let's face it. The movies out there these days are shit, and that one would be a lot better. Idea for movie 3. A Snowden kind of guy finds out his brother is plotting the overthrow of the president. But his brother is such a fuck-up that it's more of a stoner thing that he's doing with his friends and not really a fatwa jihad kind of deal. The Snowden guy doesn't know what to do because he's fed up with America himself and the president, a bumbling Tea Party nitwit who's been dragging the country into total chaos as deregulation is rampant and all government agencies have been severely curtailed. The Snowden guy's brother lives in Denver, and the incredible pot there has exacerbated the sense of dislocation and unreality for most of the stoner inhabitants of the city. Snowden guy is torn, wanting to whistleblow like he does, but also wanting to stop his brother from doing something so retarded that he'll be tried and hung for treason. While he's debating and arguing with his girlfriend about this, his brother goes ahead and kills the president with a sword taken from George Washington's portrait at the White House tour, but no one seems to care. The decapitated president lies there in the Oval Office, and no one cares. Life goes on. The brother strides out of the White House with a fatuous look on his face, satisfied. Snowden guy is the only one crying. He's the only one with a soul left in the whole fucking world.